Brachos, right? Is this sugi and brachos as well?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I learned it in the summer.
That it is. I'll tell you in a second. Days, Kafalah. This is the third paragraph of brachos. Okay. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Good morning. When one is poda a man. I mean, Adam be kadosh. How is it possible for a man to become kadosh? You cannot be makdash a human being. There's no such thing. Amar Abavo, it means, but Omer Dmei Olai. It's referring to a case where a person makes a neder in which he vows to donate the value of his body to the Beis Hamikdash. Shamanoso be ke'evit. So you estimate his value based on his market value as a slave. And we know that Eved iskish lekarkos, and Eved is connected to karkos, and the pasuk tuchsiv v'hisnachaltem osam lebneichem achareichem l'reshes achuza. So since Eved and kark are hokash, and we know that karka needs 10 men when you estimate the value, one of them has to be a kohen, so too a human being when you are a nipoda, where you're estimating his value from hektish to redeem him, it has to be with the evaluation of a kohen amongst the minyan. Mishnah of Gimel Beis, the bottom. Hakorei b'Torah. When who lays the Torah, lo yifchos mishlosha psukim, cannot have less than 3 psukim. Velo yikru l'maturgim and yoyos v'pasecha. Now, again, I've mentioned this to you before, that the custom in the times of Mishnayos was that as they would have priest of Torah, there would be a mitargim. There would be someone who would be explaining the pasuk aloud. One pasuk at a time was done by the mitargim, Dovi and Svi. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you must be talking about this sugya, but Yosef was Ubinavi, but when you read the Haftorah, then they were allowed Shlosha. You could have 3 psukim at a time read, and as after 3 psukim, have the Matargim explain 3 psukim.
This took like 5 hours to because it took like 5 hours to lean.
Hayu Shlashtan Shalosh Parshios, Koronov Echad. Mara will explain what this means, but if you have 3 separate Parshios in the Navi, then you would do each one pasuk at a time. Medalgin bin Navi, vein medalgin bin Torah. During Kriyas Torah, you do not skip from one part of the Torah to another part. However, in Navi, you do it. If you've ever noticed, they do this sometimes. V'ad kamu medalek, and how much could you skip? Ad kadesh lo yifsek ha-metargim, but you can only use the amount of time it would take so that while you're doing it, the metargim is still talking. So there's no empty, silent gaps in Kriyas Torah.
Wait,
Scriptura
and Navi.
Navi, in the Torah, you can never, there's no skipping. We never do that. We never skip from one place to another during Kriyas Torah. Hanikim of Psukim says the Gemara Kenegan Mi. When it says that you have to have a minimum of 3 Psukim per Aliyah, where does that number come from? Amar Rebbe Asi Kenegan Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Okay. This sounds like so silly. Uksuvim, 3, 3, 3, obviously. Obviously. It's a lot
more.
Didn't we
say that before?
Yeah, we said it before.
That was the number of
Leos. One at a time, we'll never give him psukim. Where do you have 3 psukim in the Navi that 3 parshios are one after the other, but each pasuk is its own parsha, so you would have to break up the metargim one pasuk at a time? So the Gemara says it's right here. It's in Yeshayo, Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Hey. Each of those 3 psukim are separate parshios. There's like a, I guess, a break of Samach Kicho Amar Hashem Chinam Nukartem, Kicho Amar Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim Yorad Imi Barishona V'yatam Alipo Nu'am Hashem. So those 3 psukim, which are one after the other, even though normally you can read 3 psukim, and the Betargim says the target of those 3 psukim, these 3 psukim, since they are all independent parshiot, the Betargim does each one separately. Okay. The Gemara continues, Medalgim b'Navi v'Eim Medalgim b'Torah. One can skip in thing and not in thing. You can skip in Torah, but not. You can skip in Navi, not in Torah. Reminu, we have a stira. Kori achrei mos v'ach be'esor. We know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would lay in achrei mos, and then he would skip to ach be'esor, which is in Parshas Emor. So he would skip from achrei mos to Emor. Quite a bit of rolling going on. And he went out to skip. So we have a stira, v'haka medaleg, but you're skipping. Amarav baye lo kasha, kan b'chidei sheyif sukam v'torgam b'chan b'chidei sheyif sukam. He says, what Jake wanted to say in the Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to reject, that maybe that's because when did we say you can't skip if you have not enough time for the Metargim to speak? But maybe if you had enough, the Metargim was still going on, you can skip. That's not true. But that can't be because when we said you can skip by Navi and not by Torah, we said, it's mashma that only by the Navi you have that rule, but by Torah there's no skipping at all, like I told you. El Amar Abaya.
Skip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful, right? Excellent. It's a great, excellent pickup. El Amar Abaya.
Yeah, man.
Look, Kasha.
You're so cool.
Kan be inyan echad, kan b'shtei inyanot. So it depends. When you're skipping from inyan to inyan, you can't skip. But within one topic, you can skip. But Tanya, that's not true. I'm sorry. But talking about Torah ben yanecha, we have a brisa which says the same thing. In Torah, you can skip in one topic. But Navi b'shnei yonam, but Navi you can skip between yonam. Can be can b'chdei shalif to come to argument. Tanya, idach in medalga b'Navi, b'Navi shal shnei masim medalig. There's another brisa that says you cannot skip from Navi to Navi, but within Trei Aser you can skip. But you cannot skip backwards from back to forwards. Have a wonderful day.
What about what you do when you do Amar Yehonatan on?